Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The ranching business is oftentimes gripped by tragedies in the environment, market swings, and world events that no one can control. This is Red Steagall, and I'm planning on seeing you at the big event in Canadian, Texas, called the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference. It's on Tuesday, April 25th. Get your tickets now. To get in on some of the best information for ranchers anywhere, call 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
Hey, Mike, what's the word today?
Well, the way crop prices fluctuate, I might try to save money on my nutrition program this year. What do you think?
Well, did you end up using BlackNex 22 last year? It's been part of our nutrition program the last 5 years, and it can put between 10 and 50 bucks an acre into my pocket year after year.
Oh, that's the one you told me about. It's designed to help my soil provide nutrition better and cut down on burn from fertilizer, right?
That's LHC technology.
Okay, I think I'll give old BlackNex 22 a try.
BlackNex 22. If you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
Well, clearly claiming momentum, live and feeder futures should open with solid gains this morning, supported by follow-through buying and improving carcass value. The hog issue seemed likely to open mixed, with summer contracts probably outperforming both nearbys and far deferreds. Now, preliminary cattle bids could start to surface sometime today, but still likely to be pale in the face of higher asking prices. Girded by Tuesday's higher board and signs of improving beef demand, we suspect initial asking prices will be around 128 to 130 in our part of the country. We believe packers are generally short bought, but their ultimate level of spending may turn on the ability of cutouts to keep recovering. Now, hog buyers should remain on the defensive in midweek. Ready numbers remain generous, and chain speed is set to slow as we move towards the Easter holiday. Friday's kills should total around 390,000 head, with the Saturday slaughter no greater than 75,000 head. Lean futures are expected to open on a mixed basis, with summer issues probably gaining on both the nearby and far deferred. Well, corn and soybean futures did close a little lower yesterday, but well above the lows set shortly after USDA's supply and demand reports that landed near midday. The two crops traded several cents lower after USDA raised estimates for Argentina and Brazil's corn and soybean crops, with Chicago soybeans briefly dropping to a one-year low. Now, the wheat markets rebounded from post-report losses to close higher yesterday on apparent short covering. Funds entered the week net short in the winter wheat markets. USDA confirmed the world has plenty of wheat right now, with the U.S. and world wheat carryout numbers on the high side of trade forecasts. World carryout stocks up from 1% from the March estimate, and U.S. stocks up nearly 2.7%. Corn futures closed a fraction lower yesterday after being about 4 cents lower at midday. The futures were a fraction higher ahead of the report, and soybeans settled near the 2.5 cent, about 2.5 cents lower, and well above the 1-day-year low set after the report yesterday. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the market day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, April live cattle was up 215 at 123.25. June up 140 at 113.70. April feeder cattle up 187, 137.17. May was up 195 at 137.32. May hogs up 22, 69.57. And June's up 72 at 74 even. Hard red winter wheat, May up 4.25, 429.75. And July's up 3.75 at 442. May wheat Chicago's up 4.5 at 439.25. And July's up 5.75 at 447. May corn down a half penny at 366.5, and July is down 3/4 at 373.75. May soybeans down 2.5 cents at 939.25. July is down 2.5 at 950.75. On the cotton futures, May down 31, 74.70, and July is down 15 at 76.28. And May crude oil is up 22, 53.62. June's up 22 at 54.01. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.